From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. In Rhinelander, a program called Spark is using art to bring light and connection to people living with memory loss and their caregivers. Spark is about igniting creativity and joy through shared experiences in the arts. The program is part of Art Start. It's a nonprofit that promotes community through creativity in northern Wisconsin. I'm joined now by Ashley McLaughlin, Art Start's Program and Operations Director. Welcome, Ashley.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How do art and music help people living with memory loss connect?
Programs like the Spark program help people have a reason to get out of their houses and come out into the public, have an outing, mingle with others, connect with others, share stories. It also helps people move their bodies in ways that they otherwise wouldn't at home. Dancing, there's movements that we incorporate into it as well. Like, there's a lot of benefits, but mostly it's the part about getting out of the house and building a community with others.
Tell me what you see. How do the participants respond?
Positively, I would say that the program is just as much for the caregivers as it is for the people with memory loss. They are also experiencing isolation, potentially being a primary caregiver at home with their loved one. And it's helpful for them to have a reason to come out and connect and have conversations. They can just have a little bit of a break if they just want to hang back and have a cup of coffee and not engage in the program and just have some me time. So there's a lot of really great benefits like that as well.
The participants who are dealing with memory loss, what kind of reactions are you seeing?
It's positive. Art is something that everybody can experience and everybody can do, even if they don't think they can do it. Everybody can be creative, and it's easy to talk about, yeah, and find conversation around. We're very intentional with the program guidelines to not use the words remember. Do you remember? That's not how we have conversations. The program is very much about being in the moment, wherever people are that day, and just enjoying each other. So it's not a program that is going to necessarily stress people out about, oh gosh, I can't remember that certain thing, and they can't come up with the word for a certain thing. It's not about that, and we're not going to ask individuals to do that or put them in that type of situation. It's very much like talking about a painting that we're creating and carrying that through to see if they can engage with us and how they want to engage with us. And maybe we can share a story or a memory along the way, but that's not necessarily the goal of the program. It's very much more being in the moment and just bringing joy and understanding.
What about you personally? What do you love about this?
I get a lot of joy. I am a very empathetic person. I have a background of nursing and working with people that have dementia. So it's very near and dear to my heart. I feel like it's something that there's definitely a stigma around and a lot of shame, which is really unfortunate. I think that people should celebrate where they are and share their stories, and we should be understanding to everybody in our community and trying to make the world a better place for all.
Walk us through the experience. What happens?
You're going to start out by experiencing the artwork in our galleries with our artists. And these are exhibitions that we bring in from mostly Midwestern artists and art that you wouldn't normally see in a small town. Our participants first start out by exploring the galleries and then having conversation with the artist. They might start by picking a particular piece and talking about that piece and having that particular piece lead the theme of the program throughout the day. Or they might find a connection, like there might be a flag in one of the pieces of art, and they might base the program around flags, and just see where that conversation takes them throughout the day. And then they will move from the program in the galleries into the classroom, and then that is where the art making actually happens. And our artists are very great about setting up different projects based on participants' interests. So it's not necessarily the same project for everybody, and also taking into account everybody's different obstacles or challenges that they're facing. They want it to be a beautiful experience for everybody. We also have a little bit of social time with some coffee and typically cookies or a donut. There's flowers around which are engaging the senses, and you're experiencing the smells which might open up a little bit of memory or feelings. And then after the artwork is made, then participants are allowed, you know, they can hang out with us and continue conversations. And the caretakers as well, they can continue conversations with us. We generally hang around for anywhere between a half hour to an hour after the program wraps too, just to be there to connect with people.
How do people sign up, and can anyone participate?
Yeah, so anybody can sign up. We like to know who's coming. So if somebody is interested in coming for the first time, we generally recommend that they give us a call so that we can just connect and learn a little bit more about the participant and their caregiver. We fill out a short questionnaire over the phone, and then we can have all the supplies ready. Our artists are very warm and inviting and friendly and just great people. And anybody can participate in the program, and it is free.
Thank you so much, Ashley McLaughlin from Art Start in Rhinelander. Thank you for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.